This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, guys, you know me. I like to call a spade a spade.
Yes, that is almost diametrically the opposite of what you're actually like.
It's more that was like, that was Hunter's line to read out, because he's the one that calls spade.
You were as far as calling someone a spade from spade as possible.
Well, I'm trying to start a new honesty policy.
Right.
That's my latest thing, because I feel like, you know, when you go out for food, right? Yeah. And it comes and you don't enjoy it, but then the waiters come over and they're like, "How was it?" And you're like, "Oh, it was lovely.
Oh my God, I loved it.
I am stuffed." Well, now I'm not doing that.
Oh, really?
I'm being
new
honest.
New year, new you.
New year, new me.
Now, you're gluten-free, sugar-free, taste-free, which means it's probably quite hard to get something that is delicious enough to rave about. So what? How's it going?
Well, it's not great. It's not great. I went to this a restaurant and had like this salad bowl, which sounded insane. Mm-hmm. And it came and it looked visually, because you know, you eat with your eyes first.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Visually gorgeous. I was already full. And then I tried it and it was so bland that I was just like, it's nothing. It tastes like nothing. So the guy came over.
Let's do it. I'll do it.
Okay. So the waiter scrolls over.
Oh, well, how was your delicious organic salad bowl?
It was really nice, but
Sorry, I'll stop you there. You've already lied. It was really, really nice. That's how you opened.
Yeah, it was nice, but it could do with like a dressing. Do you have a dressing that could go with it? Maybe like, like a cashew and lemon dressing or something like that.
So it's like a bit of a compliment sandwich that Harry's trying to give. The salad's bad. This is what needed. And then you could probably finish off with, but the service was fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm not waiting until the end to do it. So I'm doing it at the beginning.
Great.
So I'm calling them over after I've tried a couple of mouthfuls, giving it a red hot go, and it's not up to scratch. Then I'm like, "Hey, do you have a dressing or something? Because I feel like that's better than sending it back."
I like that. And how did it go down?
Well, they didn't have any dressing, so then just finished eating the salad.
Yeah, right. Good for you.
Well, they had no salad dressing at the cafe.
No.
What do you like, Dave? Are you a complainer?
No, I'm not. No, unless it's like not. The only thing I complain about is if the chicken's not cooked.
Well, that's fair enough. If the chicken's not cooked, I think you can explain it.
That's the only thing I'll complain about. But I'm a person that if I've eaten a meal and I disgust, like I hate it, if they ask the question, I'll be like, "Yeah, it was really, really good." But you'll never see me again. So I guess that's not great.
I think you're perfectly within your right if your chicken isn't cooked to complain, because you're going to get salmonella.
Yeah, that's like, right.
You might die.
That's right.
My friend Gary, once we were at the cafe and I remember he was drinking a drink and it was revolting. And he was in the middle of saying that this is disgusting as the waiter came at the door. And he was like, "This is disgusting." It's about as far from giving it straight and narrow.
What about sending meals back? Does anybody send meals back? I'm always embarrassed if I'm on a table and somebody sends a meal back.
You can't send it back if it just for not liking it. I don't think. I do think it has to be something awful with it.
When I was away in Noosa, this woman brought her toastie back, and all the wait staff were aghast because obviously they cut the toastie in half, and she'd eaten one of the halves and brought the other one back. I was like, "I'm sorry, can I get a refund? It's cooked too much. It's really hurting my mouth. I just need a refund.
It's hurting my mouth."
Yeah.
Who was this giant baby?
I know. It was. But guys, I'm not just limiting it.
Yeah, it's tough word.
It's
not that tough.
To restaurants.
Okay.
So I was in the hot springs yesterday, and when I was in there, right, who goes to a public bathing space with see-through bathers?
Somebody's very proud of downstairs, I guess.
Someone's very proud, I say. Yeah. Like,
this guy had very see-through bathers to the point where not only could I see the outline, but I think I could see the head.
And some skin.
Oh,
can you say skin?
That's enough. We get it. I'll tell you what your first mistake was, going to the hot spring. Because everyone's always like, "Let's go to the hot springs." Like, it's this really amazing thing. But when you get there, you're just sitting in a public pool with some teenagers and some busy mums from Rosebud, aren't you? Like, it's not that great. Yeah. You might as well just have a bath.
I've actually never, ever been. I've always wanted to, but I guess...
I've got a problem with people who just have jacuzzis. People have jacuzzis and they treat it like they've got a swimming pool. Come over for a jacuzzi.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not coming over for a bath, Pam.
My old boss asked... Holly and I to go over and try out his jacuzzi.
So there you go. That's not okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it? But 0427 join 949. Is it okay to wear see-through bathers at the public pool? And Harry, when we come back, you can give us a really detailed account.
Yeah, because right? there was two offenders and they were repeat offenders.
No, I'm pretty sure, you know, this is Joy. I'm pretty sure we've got some sassy listeners out there. Maybe some people who are mad for a translucent bathing suit and they may want to stick up for themselves. Maybe we'll even chuck you a prize if you're proud to be translucent. Hey team there, Lady Gaga with The Cure. And someone else who's looking for a cure in here is our old Welsh friend, Ang Harrod Lloyd.
That'd be me. Now, I've told you about my honesty policy with restaurants.
It's a new you.
It's a new, absolutely a new me, because I hate making a fuss about anything. Hunter, you know me well.
So easy to work with all the time.
But I was at the Hot Springs yesterday, and there was a guy who had very, very see-through bathers on. So much so that I could not only make out the outline of the peen, but also the head of it as well.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
And I don't want to see that. But there was also a woman.
Ooh.
Very, very see-through bathers on. Like, I am talking, like, so see-through that I could see her bum crack.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, through it.
It's and
I was like, I don't want to see the front. I don't want to see the front. But when she turned around, she had, like, these bits over her nipples.
Lovely.
So I couldn't see that.
Yeah, and she's wearing a pasty.
Yeah.
Were they a couple?
No, they were very separate. Very separate. And I don't want to see that. But whose job is it to tell them?
Yours.
Well, you say that, but I thought it was Holly's. So you say that. And I was like, babe, you're going to have to tell her. I can't sit next to her like this. And she was like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, because we were up in the top pool, you know, and that's always rammed. And she just kept leaning on me harder and harder.
No.
And I was like, you got to tell her. You got to tell her to stop leaning on me, and I can see through a bit.
I'm going to say, babe, like, you're making out as though this is a big deal, but I think that you might be the problem, because this is not the first time you've come in here and ranted about a member of the public's bathing suit. Do you think it's possible you're just a little prudish?
Ooh,
right.
Okay.
Right. Oh, all right. Okay. Here we go. Well,
you might have never knew.
Harry's hitting
the up. Last time I came in here and said about bathers was when I was at the Fitzroy swimming pool on a packed day, and there was a guy who, for all intents and purposes, just had a sock over his peen.
That's normal there, isn't
no,
it? Down there?
A bare bum, like a bare bum, bare front, and then all of his junk tucked into a little sock.
Was it like,
I have an issue with that.
Was it like an explorer, yeah, sports sock? What sort of sock was it?
It was just, it was a flesh-coloured sock.
Flesh-coloured?
Flesh-coloured. So I was like, that man is naked. He was naked. Like, bare bum in a swimming pool, in a public pool, is a no-no.
What I find most surprising about your extreme prudeness is that usually if you go abroad, let's say Thailand, it definitely happens in Thailand, if you see people dressed wildly scantily clad, you always know they're the Europeans. You know what I mean? You're like, they're the Europeans. Look at that. Look what they've come as. But you're a European and you were in a bloody full-body burkini by the sounds of it.
Listen, you want to talk Europe? Ooh. You come to Tletley and go to a public pool. Nobody is in a peen sock.
No.
Getting about.
No.
Everybody is in full bathers.
No. What temperature is it likely to be in Tletley?
Seven.
Yeah.
Middle of summer.
Listen, Nan was melting the other day. It got up to a heady 19.
Oh, wow. This time of year, too. I'm actually scratching into my diary now if it's Roy swimming pool for Saturday afternoon by the sounds of it. This sounds pretty exciting to me.
Not when there's all scuba divers trying to learn how to scuba and this guy is dicking about in a cock sock.
Scuba divers?
Yeah.
So you got a problem with that too? They're fully closed.
Yeah, but it's not in the pool. Like, the
okay,
pool's
yeah, I get it.
Harry,
okay.
I want to know, when are you going to ramp up this honesty policy? Because at the moment, it's all just inner thoughts. I want you to approach the issue and
yes,
see how that goes.
You want
down
me to approach an issue, dear? All inner thoughts? Are you sure you want to offer this?
We're going to have a falling out this morning.
What about each week, Harry, you come in here and you can give Dave, just Dave, please, one piece of really honest advice. We'll do it at 8:30 when, you know,
right,
he's listening.
I'll all email right Joy now and see if we can extend the show out to 9:30 then.
Oh, speaking of which, bit of Beautiful Trauma now by Pink, just in time. You're on the tag team, enjoy.
Okay, Davey Apprentice, welcome to your annual tag team exam.
Answer these questions correctly and you will graduate to a fully fledged member of the team.
This is ridiculous.
When is the tag team on air?
Guys, this is absurd. It's Tuesday Brekkie.
And whom are the biggest stars?
Harry, Hunter and Dave.
The Apprentice, say it.
Dave the Apprentice.
And finally, translate this Welsh sentence into English. Fi fwyd cariad fel y Titanic.
There's literally no way of me knowing that.
Ooh, close but no cigar, kiddo. Better luck next year.
Tune in to the Tuesday Tag Team, available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform.
By the way, I said your love life is like the Titanic.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.